recent TV drama called Carol, A Pope Who Remained a Man, focuses on the 26-year pontificate of Karol Wojtyła, Pope Benedict's predecessor and great friend. The film is the last part of a two-part series on the life of John Paul II. The first part told the story of his youth in Poland through to the time he became Pope in 1978 and the subsequent fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989. The film was broadcast on Italian TV a year ago, hours after Pope John Paul II's death. The second part begins with the First Gulf War in 1991 and also focuses on the Pope's calls for peace during the Bosnian War, the Iraq War, and the 9/11 terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center. Gianfranco Zwidakowski is the author of the book the first part of the TV series was based on. He is also one of the screenwriters on the new drama. He says one of the aims of the new film is to highlight Pope John Paul II's humanity and his drive to promote peace.
E si vede appunto questa continua insistenza del Papa.
Sometimes he remained alone as the only leader in the world who would continue to repeat the reasons for peace.
The film also focuses on Pope John Paul II's courage throughout his final illness and ends with real footage of Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger presiding over Pope John Paul II's funeral. With the memory of John Paul II and his last days still so fresh in everyone's mind, some observers have suggested that it may be too soon to watch a film about him and see him being portrayed on screen by an actor. Zwidakowski says the initial idea was only to make a film about Karol Wojtyła's early years in Poland. But he says the emotion and media attention surrounding John Paul II's death led many people to want to find out more about the Pope and created demand for documentaries and films about him. I'm Melanie Rodier.